In today's story, there was a pregnant mother who had a dream. Now, dreams can obviously mean something or they can mean nothing. In the case of St. Joseph's dream, he was told to flee from Herod. So that had a distinct meaning. Was this one just a dream? Please do stay tuned to find out. Hello friends, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this channel following Padre Pio. Here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a miracle worker, a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We have a Mass every Friday in which we bring your prayer intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. If you want your intentions included, then just enroll them as per the video on the end screen. We also do encourage everyone to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate. And you can really help us. You can do this by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends, with your colleagues. In the story today, the testimony is given to us by an Anna Baroni. And she was from Italy, and the story was in 1994, she tells us. There was a young married couple that she knew, and they could not have children. Now, we've done other videos on a similar line, the one called Miracle in the Philippines, with couples struggling to have children. So could Padre Pio help? We know that his intercession is powerful and that he could work miracles as well. And so this couple turned to Padre Pio in prayer and they asked Padre Pio to intercede for them before the Lord. Well, not long thereafter, she fell pregnant. And now the worry set in. Was she going to be able to not lose the child? So this worry was eating away at her, and probably also the anxiety was not good for the child either. Well, now when the pregnancy was pretty well advanced, she had a dream, and she said it was a very comforting dream. This is what she dreamt, that she was in the maternity operating room in the hospital. And the delivering doctor had not yet arrived. And then in the dream, she saw that there was a man with a beard standing in the corner of the room. He was looking at her and he was smiling. And then she awoke. But somehow this dream was very comforting to her. And yet there was also something a little bit disturbing about it. So she wanted to know now, was this dream real or not? She went to check. Photos of Padre Pio. She knew he had a beard. Was it the same person? And there was a resemblance to the person in the dream. And she became increasingly obsessed, we could say. Was it Padre Pio in the dream or not? And she would tell people and she would ask them their opinion. She would carry on like this. Well, not long thereafter, the baby was born. And the birth went very well. There were no complications. And then time went by, and she still had to know, was the person in the dream Padre Pio? She really wanted to settle this in her mind. She wanted to have closure. And so this lady began planning a trip to San Giovanni Rotondo. Now her husband, seeing the fervor or the slight obsession she had, would just tell her something to calm her down. Don't worry, it was all a dream. Just a dream and nothing else. Tell her this again and again. Well, at last the plans did come together. And now they headed off to San Giovanni Rotondo. They arrived there at Padre Pio's monastery. Now they were assigned to wait in a certain cloister where they knew that Padre Pio would be walking past. And sure enough, moments later, Padre Pio did arrive. And he walked up and he stopped right there in front of her husband. And he looked kindly at her husband. And then he gently patted her husband on the shoulder and a broad smile came across Padre Pio's face. And somewhat ironically and amused, Padre Pio said, "So it was just a dream, was it?" And there she had her answer. Now, as we've said in this line of couples wanting to have children, Padre Pio's intercession is very powerful and he can easily work miracles. He was very generous, obviously, to these couples who are open to life. You can see that other video of ours, Padre Pio in the Philippines, where we discuss more some of the concepts of the prayer, the novenas to Padre Pio. So you're welcome to watch that video as well. Next time on this channel, we're going to have another video on Padre Pio. Our videos come out 3 times a week, so do join us for that video. If you're not receiving reminders of the videos, then firstly, you have to be subscribed to our channel. So just click the subscribe button below. And once you are subscribed, you do have to click that reminder bell. Gives you a few options. Just select the option all, and then YouTube sends you a reminder of every video that we make. But also, maybe a better way is if you enroll your Mass Prayer Intentions, there's an option there to receive notifications from us of future videos. So you're welcome to go that route as well.